Hoosier Environmental Council Executive Director Jesse Carbonda says one priority is to get increased funding for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Since 2007, state funding for IDEM has been cut 25%. Carbonda says that means less money for the agency to enforce regulations, monitor pollution, or hire personnel.
All these things are interlinked with this broader point about facilitating economic development. You can't draw in economic development if a community is stigmatized as being contaminated.
HEC also wants to see policies incentivizing clean energy development and more funding for mass transportation and the cleanup of abandoned industrial lots. Carbonda also says legislators should do everything possible to strengthen the state's natural amenities, its forests, prairies, wetlands.
You know, there's the risk of losing millennials to Denver because of the mountains or to the Bay Area because of the oceans.
Carbonda says the state could increase funding to the Benjamin Harrison Trust, one way Indiana buys parkland. HEC will also advocate with the Indiana Forest Alliance to safeguard parts of state forests from logging, although a similar measure failed in the legislature last year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.